It's about this time each week that we are joined by Jackie Newling. She's a food historian with Sydney Living Museum. She's the author of Eat Your History, and she's a renowned colonial foodie, and she joins me on the line. A very good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, we've got something that, I got to say, to my ears just sounds absolutely insane because I only associate it with the police. We're talking about mace.
We are talking about mace. And every kitchen cupboard or pantry worth its, you know, salt back in the 19th century would have had a quantity of mace in it.
Now that
but
is
it's not
just amazing to me. Please tell me what this is.
Sorry. Well, it's not the mace that we think of that's going to get sprayed in our eyes. So I guess if you did throw it at someone, it might make them sneeze. But no, this mace is actually a spice that's really been overlooked in the last sort of 100-150 years, and it's kind of like the older brother, if you like, of nutmeg. It comes from the same plant.
Oh,
so it's a sort of, you know, when you see it all ground up, it looks like a little bit like nutmeg, powdered nutmeg. It's sort of got an orangey brown colour, and you can sprinkle it into your cooking.
Okay.
But it's got, so most of us are familiar with nutmeg, I'm sure, that you sort of either grate or sprinkle perhaps onto the top of a smoothie or into your Christmas cakes or something like that. And it's got quite a heady aroma. I think, I often think nutmeg is more about its heady aroma than it is about its flavour. But mace is a bit more gritty, it's a bit more gutsy, and it's got a lovely lemony edge, which nutmeg just doesn't have.
Lemony, all right.
Yeah, so it was used a lot for seafood. So if you were poaching a fish or, you know, making a sauce for shellfish, you would always have mace in it. But it also went into creamy sauces like bechamel and those sort of things. Usually along with nutmeg, so often they were used as companion spices.
Mm-hmm.
And also with lighter meats like veal and, you know, that you might make a sort of a masking sauce or something with. And it was also in cheesecakes.
Cheesecakes? So
it was really quite, you know, it was a sweet and savoury application.
Well, it's very versatile. When did we stop using it? I'm quite surprised that it's kind of fallen out of favour when it seems to have so many applications.
Well, I think because it is quite similar to nutmeg, and, you know, at the end of the day, these are commercial products. You know, you need shops to sell them and traders to import them. And you kind of we got a bit lazy. It was like, well, you know, it's quite similar. You can't, you know, no one's really going to know the difference. Why should we have two products on the shelf when we can have one? So recipes have been rewritten either to get rid of the mace or just to use nutmeg instead.
That is very disappointing to me. But I've got to say, like, when you were talking about seafood, I don't use a lot of nutmeg when I'm kind of cooking seafood. I feel like I might be missing out on mace.
Well, I think you are. It gives you just this little sort of extra edge that that other you know, just salt and pepper don't give you. You know, and it goes really well with those sort of, you know, lemony notes. You could put it into, sprinkle it onto asparagus, for example, or it's lovely with orange vegetables. So if you're roasting carrots or pumpkin, you can just sprinkle a little bit on, you know, with a little bit of butter at the end, and same with spinach or green beans, and it just really gives it just that bit of, and people are like, oh, there's something in that.
Yum.
So it's a good mystery spice, if you like.
A mystery spice. I do like giving people a bit of a surprise when I cook. Never guess what's in this. Is it still around? Can I still find it?
Well, you won't find it in supermarkets and places like that. You usually have to find it at a specialty grocer or a specialty spice company. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention names, but you can buy it online very easily through Herbie's Spices.
That's okay.
And you can also buy, in its whole form, it's what you call blade mace or a blade of mace. And a lot of people have heard of that but really don't know what it is. So the mace itself, when they're harvesting the plant, if you think about nutmeg is like the nut inside or the seed inside a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So they open up the fruit, and it's a little bit like a sort of flavourless nectarine in a way. Split that open. And then the nut is sitting inside, but wrapped around it is this mace. So it's like this sort of cloak, with fingers sort of wrapped around it. Its official name is an arrel. in the botanic sense. And so that is peeled away, and it's bright red, and it's peeled off the nutmeg before the nutmeg is processed, and then it fades to this sort of amber colour.
And so if I bought blade mace, that would be that in its whole form?
Yes, and that's where it's good to put into a sauce or something when you don't want to see speckles, you know, or a soup or stock or something where you don't want to see the ground up speckles through it, and you still get the flavour.
Jackie, this is always an incredible education. If people wanted to grab a copy of your book, Eat Your History, where can they find it?
Well, I'm at the Living Museum, so you can buy it in our museum shops. And also, you know, if you've got a good independent bookseller near you, if they don't have it on the shelf, they'll get it in for you within a matter of days.
That is fantastic. Jackie Newling, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll chat more ingredients at Time Forgot next week.
Thanks, Nick. Have a good day.
You too. Yes, Jackie Newling, grab a copy of her book, Eat Your History. It's absolutely fantastic. Any of the Sydney Living Museums, or as she said, any good independent bookstore.